This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ministry of Finance starts preparing budget estimates for upcoming fiscal year. Hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhur Pashim, Karnali and Gandaki province receive rain and snowfall. Passengers stranded on the Lukum-Patihalna section along the Mid Hill Highway rescued. Communication Minister Gurung reiterates government's claim to have brought social media bill to curb anarchy in digital platforms. Human rights defenders and experts suggest correction in the bill. And Israel agrees to Gaza ceasefire extension after phase one period expires, Hamas yet to reply. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance has prepared the budget calendar for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 and has started preparing the budget estimates accordingly. According to the spokesperson of the ministry, Shyam Prasad Bhandari, the budget formulation process for the upcoming fiscal year has moved forward within the budget ceiling provided by the National Resource Estimates Committee. The committee has set a budget ceiling of around 1900 billion rupees and budget ceilings have been given to all ministries. The ministries will have to prepare the details of the policies, programs and indicators to be included in the budget to the Ministry of Finance and the National Planning Commission by mid-April. Discussions on the policies and programs of the budget will be held in the National Planning Commission from the first week of April. The hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhur Pashim, Karnali and Gandaki province have received rain and snowfall, disrupting normal daily life. Since Friday morning, snowfall has been reported in the highlands of districts like Bozang and Acham in Sudhur Pashim province, bringing colder temperatures to the area. The snowfall along the rain, which began on Thursday afternoon, has turned the mountains in the high mountains region of Bajura white. Similarly, Nagma Gamgari road section has been blocked after continuous rain and snowfall. The route connecting Mugu to the Karnali Highway has been blocked after the snowfall. Similarly, the snowfall has been falling in Samdo area of Ward No. 1 of Chumnumri Rural Municipality in Gorkha District for the past days has caused tourists who came to visit Larke Pass to stop at Samdo. Likewise, the Khumbu region has also witnessed heavy snowfall. Heavy snowfall has been reported above Namchi Bazar, which lies at an altitude of 3,450 meters above sea level. However, farmers are optimistic as the snow and rain are expected to boost crop production. The rain and snowfall this time not only brought joy to farmers but also to the general public. The prolonged dry spell had led to the wilting of crops and an increase in seasonal illnesses like colds and viral fevers. This comes after a dry season with no rainfall. In the meantime, the passengers stranded on the Mid Hill Highway have been rescued after snowfall disrupted transportation. The passengers in three buses that left from Rukum Pashim to Kathmandu and other light vehicles were rescued from Lukum Patihalna section of highway due to disruption of the roadway with blizzard since Friday night. The vehicles failed to cross the border of Rukumpurba and Baglung districts, forcing the passengers to spend over 24 hours in the vehicles. Chief District Officer of Rukum Pashim, Rudra Prasad Neupane, informed that the passengers stranded on the Mid Hill Highway were rescued by removing the snow. The snow piled on the road in a 5-kilometer stretch of the Lukum Patihalna and 2 kilometer of Baglung was cleared by the Nepal police and the armed police force. Furthermore, the local administration has urged the transport entrepreneurs not to operate buses at night. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung says the social media bill has been brought to prevent activities that weaken the nation, people, law and order and national unity. Inaugurating the 32nd anniversary of the Himalaya Eye Hospital in Pokhara yesterday, the government spokesperson said the government is not trying to curtail freedom of expression and press freedom and that the penalty provisions in the bill could be discussed and amended. However, the human rights defenders and activists and experts on cyber law and cyber crime have underlined the need for amending the bill. President Ramchandra Paudel has appealed to all to join the campaign of nation building with a determination to work for the sake of the country and people. Addressing the Srimad Bhagavad Gyan Mahayagya and Religious Tourism Festival 2081 in Pokhara yesterday, President Paudel shared that the Federal Democratic Republic was achieved from a long struggle and huge sacrifice of the people. He clarified that the country's economic development was the desire of our Constitution and Federal Democratic Republic. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the need to expand the anti-drugs campaign nationwide to build a drug-free society. At the launching ceremony of the anti-drugs campaign carried out by the Valley Police Office in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the drugs are emerging as a threat to individuals, families and society as a whole. He also stressed the three levels of the government must conduct a campaign to control the abuse of drugs. Six substations are under construction to make the power supply within the Kathmandu Valley enough, reliable, qualitative and safe. Nepal Electricity Authority is constructing six substations at various locations in Kathmandu and Bhaktapur to improve the electricity transmission and distribution system within the valley. The current electricity demand in the Kathmandu Valley is around 500 megawatts. The transmission and distribution system reform is being carried out with the investment of the Government of Nepal and the Nepal Electricity Authority and concessional loans from the Asian Development Bank, ADB, Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, and the World Bank. The month of Ramadan, or the Ramazan, the biggest festival of Muslims, began today. During the month-long festival of Ramadan, Muslims observe a fast during the day and break their fast by listening to the prayer in the evening. Although it is believed that fasting should be done only to keep the body clean, fasting is not mandatory for minors, sick, those with diseases, and pregnant women. According to Urdu calendar, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Hijri calendar. The Kathmandu University, KU, is bringing into practice the credit transfer of the students of various universities abroad or for their remaining semesters based on the certificate of passing the semester at the respective level. Acting Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Dr. Achyut Wagle, said that the decision was made after discussions between the university officials and the students facing problems in the universities abroad. During the discussion on the issue on Friday, it was informed that it would be easier for the embattled students to study the remaining semesters after presenting evidence of completing the course in one semester in universities abroad. Furthermore, the acting Vice-Chancellor Wagle said, though KU did not have a formal agreement with the KIIT University in Odisha, initiatives should be taken to facilitate the issue through diplomacy to academic decisions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister has announced that Israel will adopt a proposal for an extension to the first phase of the ceasefire in Gaza. The announcement came just after the first phase of the previously agreed ceasefire expired on Saturday. Phase 1 halted 15 months of fighting and saw the release of 33 Israeli hostages held in Gaza and 5 Thai nationals in exchange for around 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees. The extension would push back Phase 2 of the ceasefire, which was intended to introduce talks to bring about a permanent end to the war. Meanwhile, talks on the long-term future of Gaza are yet to seriously materialize after the UN said it would take decades to rebuild the enclave. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces this afternoon and mostly clear in the rest of the country. Furthermore, the division says there is no system to cause rain and snow in the country for the next 24 hours and has requested to plan the travel only after receiving updated weather information. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 22 to 24 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Ministry of Finance starts preparing budget estimates for upcoming fiscal year. Hilly and mountainous regions of Sudur Pashchim, Karnali and Gandaki province receive rain and snowfall. Passengers stranded on the Lukum Patihalna section along the Medhul Highway rescued. Communication Minister Gurung reiterates government's claim to have brought social media bill to curb anarchy. In digital platforms, human rights defenders and experts suggest correction in the bill. And Israel agrees to Gaza ceasefire extension after phase one period expires, Hamas yet to reply. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.